learn third grade.
I'm Camille.
I'm Sarah Jane.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Tully.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Will.
And I'm Hurston. And today we are joined by a special special guest, Michelle Schwab. And our central question is, how is poetry different than a regular story? And yeah.
Do you think poetry is important to have in school?
Absolutely, I think poetry is important to have in school. As a poet and a teacher, I see value in it. I use it with my own kids. We do a poetry challenge every Friday. I think it's an important way to play with words, learn more about how to analyze, and just have fun with language.
What inspired you to become a poet?
I have always loved writing ever since I was little, and I really, really love words. To me, words have a sound and a taste and a texture, and so I've always just made lists of words, and eventually those words kind of came together in funny and interesting ways and became poems.
How does writing poetry affect the way you see problems in our community?
That is a really interesting question. Well, as a poet, I kind of tell a mini story, and I try to think about how it will start and the middle and the end. And often my poems do end up being problems and solutions. So when I think in terms of that, I start to think about different problems that I see in the community and how I would solve them. Like if I was writing them in a poem, what would my last line be? What would that solution be? And so I guess in that way I kind of relate what's happening in the community to poetry.
I know you like a lot of your poems, and it's probably going to be hard to answer this question, but what is your favorite poem you wrote?
You are right. That's a really, really hard question to answer because I do like lots of different poems. Actually, I really like lots of poems that I've written, and I've written lots of poems that just didn't turn out. Because as a writer, you just have to try different things, and not everything works. So I have some poems that are just stinky. I look at them and I think, oh, that just didn't work. But of all the poems that I've written, I think one of the poems that is my favorite that I read this morning to your school is Clues in Blues, because it is about my kids. And whenever I read it, I think back to the time that they ate all the blueberries that I wanted to make for the pie, and it makes me think about them as kids and makes me happy. So that's probably my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. Why is poetry important?
Wow. Poetry is important because I shared a quote with the kids that I did workshops with today by Rita Dove, and she says that poetry is language at its most distilled and most powerful. And to me, poetry is important because poetry gets at those core emotions like love and hate and feeling lonely, and it explores them and helps people feel those things too and understand them better, so you can understand yourself and the world better by reading poetry.
Why did you start doing poetry?
I started writing poetry when I was really little, just because I was playing with words. I also like rhyming. I like puns. Poems often have wordplay in them. These are some terms you guys might have to look up, but onomatopoeia and alliteration and hyperbole, these are all tools that poets use that I love playing with to make poems fun. So because I love playing with words, that's how I got interested in poetry.
What kind of poetry do you like?
I like all kinds of poems. It depends on what I'm in the mood for. If I'm feeling silly, I like reading silly poetry like Shel Silverstein and writing silly poetry. If I'm in a more serious mood, I might read some more serious poems or some descriptive poems. I love nature, so I like going out and walking in the woods and writing nature poems and reading them. So it just depends on my mood.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please make sure you tune in to next time on the Chat with Mrs. Burns' Third Grade. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and Apple Podcasts.
Bye! Bye.
Do you like poetry?